Life is not about getting what you want. Really? We're going to talk about it on this episode of the Gary Zimek Show as we continue our Lenten radio retreat. Stay tuned, because here we go. Okay, I'm back in town. Come on in and make yourself comfortable. We are about to go back into the 30-minute format. Yes, the program goes back to the way it used to be. I am, at least until after Easter, I'm done traveling back in town. Man, I had a great time last week in Pittsburgh and in Wichita, Kansas. Also did a talk in the Philadelphia area. But I'm so glad that you've been coming to the show. You've been showing up every night, listening to the program. The numbers are still looking good. As we get close to the end of the Lenten season, we got 2 weeks left. That's all. We're winding down. Now, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to look at the material, which is chapter 34, Two Wrestling Questions. And that's what I teased at the beginning of the show. Life is not about getting what you want. But I also want to talk about, now I know you're doing your reading, right? Your weekend reading, are you doing it? Just to make sure, I want to talk about the material from yesterday as well. Comfortably comfortable. So we'll talk about that first. We'll talk about today's material, and we'll look at some of the mass readings today. I'm not going to do them all, but we'll look at some of the daily mass readings. So we're getting back on track. Thank you for understanding why I had to cut the show back, but I want to get it back to the 30-minute time frame as we continue throughout the rest of the Easter season, the Lent season. But I want to let you know something, a little message. It's around this time that many of us start to struggle and think, boy, I am not doing a good job with this Lent. I should be doing better. Well, here's the good news. We've got 2 weeks left to go. We've got all of this week, and then next week we have Holy Week. So we still have plenty of time. Let's make the most of it, okay? Let's really turn to the Lord and give it our best effort. And if you have grown close to Jesus at all, if you've grown any closer to Jesus, if you've been going through these exercises, if you've been doing this book, taking it seriously, I suspect you're doing better than you think you're doing. But let's try to really not let up, because this is a time when we could start to potentially let up and get a little tired. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep going forward. I want to say thank you for the donations. I want to thank you for the purchases of Mystic Monk Coffee, for the purchases from my Amazon store. You're fantastic. Thank you so much. I am so grateful that you have been here for me. And I want to continue to encourage you to, if you would like to see this show continue, to please consider purchasing some Mystic Monk Coffee. If you're going to shop from Amazon, just please use the link on my website, followingthetruth.com, and the monthly donations. They are very, very important to me so that I can keep my full-time ministry going. And again, I'm thanking you in advance for that. If you're someone who's not sure, if you've never done it, but if you enjoy my work and you'd like to see it continue, I would ask you to please consider either becoming a monthly sponsor or making a one-time donation. And thank you for those of you who have done that. You're the reason that I'm still here. And as always, if you have questions, please let me know. You can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I do want to say that my beverage du jour, now that I have the longer program again, I could tell you what it is. It's a nice hot cup of Mystic Monk Pascha Java, which, if you're familiar with Jingle Bell Java, it's the same coffee blend under a different name. It's a really unique taste, great coffee. So thank you again for participating, for purchasing Mystic Monk Coffee from my website, followingthetruth.com, and from all of your Amazon purchases. And also, now that we're getting near to the end of this retreat, I hope you'll stick with me. This program, God willing, will continue. And as we get closer, after we're done Easter, I'm not going to rush moving away from Easter. We'll spend Easter week talking about Easter, because we launch into the Easter season at that point. We've got some great mass readings coming up during the Easter season, so we're going to feature them on the show, plus the regular daily themes. So I hope you'll keep listening to the show and encourage your friends to listen. I believe there is no show like this on the air right now. Nobody does exactly what we do here. We've been doing it for over 5 years, so something must be working right. I thank you for spreading the word, and I thank you for participating, and I thank you for praying for me. And rest assured that I'm praying for you as well. Speaking of prayer, let's pray now, and then we'll get right into the program. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank you so much for allowing us to have another day of life. Thank you for the great gift of Lent. Thank you for giving us this program on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for the many blessings that you've given to us, including the gift of your Son, Jesus, as our Savior, as our Redeemer. Help us, Father, as we continue to go through Lent, to make the most of this Lenten season, and to make this our best Lent ever. Father, we ask you to help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with any kind of an addiction, those who are struggling financially, and those who are dealing with any weather-related problems. We especially ask you, Father, to help our friends in the Louisiana area with all the rain that they are experiencing right now. Also, I ask you, Father, to take over this radio program for me, to speak through me, to give us the to give me the words and to open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. I also ask, Father, that you accept all of our personal intentions, whatever they may be, and to help us with whatever problems that we are facing. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And as we do each day, let us turn now to our Blessed Mother Mary and ask for her prayers. As together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us, and good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Always great to pray with you, and man, it feels so good to be back here in New Jersey. Kind of a dreary, rainy day today, but that's okay. Good to be back home. Good to be with you on this Lenten radio retreat. Let's get right to it, since we have a lot of material to cover today. Well, I do want to mention one quick thing, though. If you would like to bring me to speak at your parish, I've been getting a lot of speaking inquiries in the past couple of weeks, so my schedule's starting to fill up, but I still have openings this year. Let me know. You can visit my website, followingthetruth.com. There are plenty of video samples in case you want to show your pastor or your DRE what my talks are like. Plenty of video samples of me speaking at churches. But you can contact me through the website, followingthetruth.com, or you can just email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Again, I love spreading the good news, and I really want to get out there and start sharing. I'm going to continue to share Jesus Christ with as many people as possible. Okay, so we're going to go back. We're going to take a step back because yesterday's reading material, which is chapter 33, deals with becoming too comfortable. And you know what? As someone who struggles with this, as someone who has a tendency to love comfort and to not like leaving my comfort zone, I really understand that this is a problem. So I want to address this. I think during Lent, it's a great time for us to address the topic of comfort, love of comfort. How do we learn to step out of our comfort zone? Because let's face it, when God asks us to do something, it generally requires us to step out of our comfort zone. It involves some element of fear. How do we do that? How are we able to do that? So let's talk about this. One of the greatest temptations in life is to get comfortable. And you know, as we go through this Lenten season, we give up things. We do things that we wouldn't ordinarily do. That's good. Why? Because it helps us to step out of our comfort zone. And the more we do that, the more we learn to do that, the more we learn to put the Lord first and do what He wants us to do as opposed to what feels good, the more we do that, the closer we get to Him, and the more we start to realize, or I should say, the closer we get to Him and the less self-centered we become, right? Because then we start living for Him. That's what we're trying to do. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. Do you like being comfortable? Matthew says, yeah, me too. If it's a little too hot or a little too cold when I get on a plane, I don't like that. If my favorite foods aren't easy to find, that irritates me. If the pillows in the hotel aren't just as I like them, it throws a ripple in my mood. Now, I enjoy the fact that he's talking about this because we realize that he, like us, is very human, and we prefer things to be a certain way. I know I do, and when I travel and I run into inconveniences, it's not easy for me. I need to get over that, though. See, that's one of the obstacles that gets in the way of my relationship with Christ. Because when I'm too comfortable, I don't want to step out of my comfort zone. I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to experience anything unpleasant. And therefore, I hold back. If I feel God's asking me to do something, I often hold back and say, well, I don't want to do that because that's going to be unpleasant. This is what we're trying to get over. I like comfort, he says. And there is so much comfort available. It is so easy to make comfort a priority in our lives. This leads to comfort addiction. Then even the slightest discomfort makes us irritable, restless, and discontent. Before long, we are becoming one of those people who burst into an angry rage over the tiniest thing. A couple of weeks ago, I was speaking with a friend, and he said something that really made me stop and reflect. Everybody is looking for an easier, softer way. It's a generalization. It may not be true for everyone, but it sure seems true for most people. We want life to be easier. We want the path we walk to be softer. We want to be comfortable. Is comfort good for us? Now, I'm sure you know what the answer to that is, right? But he asks the question, is comfort good for us? Is the comfortable path the way of the Christian? It seems that it isn't. This is not simply my opinion. There are many things that may seem unclear when we read the Gospels, but the general criteria for following Jesus is abundantly clear. In Matthew's Gospel, we read, Matthew 16:24, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, in Luke's Gospel, Luke 9:23, Luke mentions that we must take up our cross daily. And I love the fact that he adds that word because it reminds me that every day I've got a cross to take up. Deny yourself. Jesus was clear. He didn't promise or even allude to an easy path. He did not promise comfort. He promised quite the opposite. He said denial of self is a primary condition of discipleship. And he promised that each of us would have a cross of our own to carry. Why doesn't Jesus want us to get comfortable? The reason is simple, profound, and practical. He doesn't want us to forget that we're just passing through this world. We are pilgrims. When we get comfortable, we start to behave as if we're going to live on this earth forever. And we are not. Perhaps if our lives have become comfortable, that alone is a sign that we have wandered away from the gospel path. When was the last time you denied yourself? Was it a large or a small thing? Now you see, this is why I wanted to talk about this today. During Lent, a season given to us, and a season in which we are encouraged to deny ourselves, we need to address this. You need to look at the comfort in your life. Are you too comfortable? Are you too comfortable being Catholic? Are you too comfortable with your relationship with Christ? And listen, we can get that way. We could start to think, well, I'm Catholic. I go to church every Sunday. I might even go to daily mass. I read the Bible. I'm going to cruise into heaven, no problem. You know what? That kind of attitude is lethal. And that's the kind of attitude that we can all fall into if we're not careful. Nothing is guaranteed. There is absolutely no guarantee that I will make it to heaven. And sometimes I run into people who get offended when I say that or when I question their relationship with Christ. And I don't specifically question anybody's relationship with Christ, but I'll say things and encourage people to grow closer to him. Sometimes I'll run into individuals who have a problem with that. And they'll come back and say, well, my relationship with Christ is good enough, and I don't have a problem with that. Well, you know what? None of us have a perfect relationship with Christ. And all of us could stand to grow closer to him. And I am someone who really needs to grow closer to the Lord. And I know that. So therefore, my job is to challenge you as well. Let's not get too comfortable. Let's not start to think that we don't need to do any work. We always have to do work. And in these remaining weeks of Lent, we want to make sure that we have not grown too comfortable. Okay. I think I'm going to not read the rest of this. If you read it yesterday, great. If you want to read it again on your own, I just wanted to get to some of this material because I think this is crucial. Love of comfort. It's devastating. Let's work to overcome comfort. And again, remember, we talked about this early on in Lent. We could deny ourselves in so many simple ways. I gave up the cream in my coffee. Sounds like it's not a big deal. Let me tell you, it was a big deal in the beginning to me. Because why? Because I love things just the way they are. You cannot salt your food. You cannot put butter on your bread. I know these are such small things. But these are little ways to get used to denying yourself. And it's a good habit to get into, not just for Lent. Maybe deny yourself of something one time each day and offer it up to the Lord. It's not big. But if you can deny yourself when it comes to the small things, you're going to be able to deny yourself when it comes to the big temptations of sin. Okay? Point to ponder, being too comfortable too often makes us weak in mind, body, and spirit. Matthew 16:24, today's verse to live, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Question to consider, what is one way you can deny yourself today? In the prayer, Jesus, thank you for all the comforts of this world. Help me to discern when they are good for me and when they are not. All right, so there's the piece on comfort. Now let's move into chapter 34, the material for today. Life is not about getting what you want. You know, it's really true. And that's why so many of us are miserable, because we are used to getting what we want. We like things a certain way. Let's face it, America is a very affluent country. I realize that not everybody who listens to this program is from America. But many of us, not all of us, but many of us in the United States have become complacent. We've become overly comfortable. When there are people throughout the world who are starving, who don't have food to eat every day, let alone... Or I should say, we have often more than we can eat. We complain about something we don't like or that doesn't appeal to us. We have people in the world and in the country who don't have food to eat and would gladly have the food that we have. But we become a little complacent. We get a little greedy. We get a little self-centered. Lent's a good time to work on that. Questions play an important part in our lives. If you ask the wrong questions, you always get the wrong answers. It doesn't matter how much time you spend trying to work out the answer to the wrong question, and it doesn't matter how smart you are. The wrong questions never lead to the right answers. What question are you preoccupied with at this time in your life? Is it the right question? The world says that the preeminent question in your life is, what do you want? But life is not about getting what you want. At the same time, however, it is good, healthy, and important to know what you want. Do you know what you want? Do you spend time thinking about what you really want? If you're like most people, you don't have much time to spend thinking about anything. When was the last time you took some time to go for a long walk or sit in a rocking chair and think about a single question? The most important things in life are almost never urgent. As a result, most people don't take the time to really think about life and don't truly know what they want. You may say you want more money, a better job, to get married, to have a baby, to lose weight, a fabulous vacation, but what is behind or beneath all this wanting? Motives can teach us so much about ourselves. By studying our motives, we can grow exponentially in the spiritual life. The thing about motives is that there is very rarely a single motive for anything. Ask yourself why. Why do you want more money? So you can pay your bills. Okay, why else? So you won't feel anxious about running out of money. Okay, why else? So the people around you will respect you more. Is that healthy? Why else? So you can give your children a better life. Why else? So you don't have to work and be responsible and disciplined with money. Okay, that could be a problem. I'll tell you what, wasn't that good? It was amazing what he was just getting at there. Are you struggling financially? Do you want more money? Why do you want more money? And when you start asking yourself these questions, the answers, if you're going to answer them honestly, the answers can be truly eye-opening. A lot of times, we want more money because we don't want to worry about having a shortage of money. We don't want to worry about trusting God. And this is a big part of the talks that I give. And I make it really clear. When I was working as a software developer and a project manager, and I was making six figures, I didn't worry about money. I also didn't trust God. I trusted my bank account. And that's really, really a scary thought. But it's something that we can all fall into. Why do we want more money? Why do we want a better job? Why do we want this or why do we want that? Something really important for us to consider. The thing about motives is they are entangled and unwinding web. We very rarely have a single motive for anything. God gave us the ability to desire. See, now, listen, we're going to think today. We're going to do some serious thinking. And this is a good thing to do, to think about your desires. We all have desires. What keeps you going? What do you want in life? And I really encourage you to spend a little time thinking about that today and for the remainder of Lent. What's important to you? God gave us the ability to desire. To desire is human and God-given. It is healthy and good to explore our desires, for God often speaks to us through them. But the process is complicated by our disordered desires, which can be so many and scream so loud that we cannot hear God speaking to us through the deepest desires of our hearts. Exploring what we really want will eventually lead us in the right direction if we have the discipline of reflection, unending persistence, and ever-increasing self-awareness. But it is a painfully slow path to where we all want to go. There is another way. There is another question. What does God want? Ooh, now we're getting serious. What does God want? As we rediscover Jesus and consider all that has happened in his name over the past 2,000 years, one of the questions worthy of our pondering is, what does Jesus want? Take a moment. Think on that question. What do you think Jesus wants? We find the answer to this question in chapter 15 of the Gospel of John. Jesus has just finished describing himself as the vine. God the Father is the vine grower, and you and me as the branches. He then went on to say, I've told you this, so that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete. That's John 15:11. He wants to share his joy with us. He wants your joy to be complete. He wants what you want. Beneath it all, at the depths of your being, what is it that you really want? You want complete joy. You want the kind of joy that only God could give you. There are always two questions wrestling in our hearts. What do I want? And what does God want? Over time, we discover that what we really want deep inside is what God wants for us. Wisdom is the realization that it is insane to want something other than what God wants. Once we realize this, we can begin the daily quest to seek his will in our lives. And you know, we're going to talk about complete joy tomorrow. God wants us to have joy. And unfortunately, what we sometimes do is pursue joy by doing what we want instead of what God wants. I give a talk, and I call it The Secret of Happiness. And the talk is basically about following God's will bring you happiness. We don't think that way. We think that material things and pleasant experiences in life and living a life of luxury and living in our comfort zone will bring us happiness. But really, and again, it's almost paradoxical, but It will not. The only thing in life that will give you joy is to follow God's will. And that often requires us to leave our comfort zones and to pick up our crosses. Again, you listen to that, it doesn't make sense. That's because you're thinking with a human mind. God's got a divine mind. He thinks differently. Today's point to ponder: the wrong questions always lead to the wrong answers. Today's verse to live, Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with joy, with all joy and peace. Question to consider: does getting what you want bring you lasting happiness? In today's prayer, Jesus, remind me when I forget that your will is what I really want deep down too. Man, I'll tell you what, a lot of deep stuff in the material today. So spend a little time, look it over again, and think about that question. What do you want, and how can you go about getting it? And ultimately, what it boils down to is you want joy, you want peace. The only way you're going to get that is not by pursuing self-indulgence, not by pursuing comfort, not by pursuing material things that'll make you happy, but by following God's will. I'm telling you, I've lived this, and I totally understand. I was thinking today, I am someone who has always liked material things. I've been a collector from when I was a young child. And all that stuff never brought me happiness. I'm realizing now that I'm getting older. Takes me a while because I'm a knucklehead, but I'm realizing that the only true peace and joy in life comes from the Lord. Okay, today I said I'll give you some scripture. Again, we cut it down a little bit because I thought it was so important that we talked about yesterday in today's material. I want to look at the psalm from today's Mass, today's daily Mass, Psalm 23. You know I love this one, and I want to share this with you. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. Beside restful waters, he leads me, he refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. You spread the table before me, in the sight of my foes, you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. We all, at times, walk in the dark valley. We all struggle. We have difficulties. We have crosses. We have uncertainty. If you walk with the Lord, I mean, let's face it, He's with you. There is no doubt He is always with you. But if you walk, if you make yourself aware of His presence, that's that whole awareness thing again. We've got to do something to remind ourselves that the Lord is with us. If you are in His presence, if you remember that you're in His presence, you're going to be joyful. Turn to Him today and ask for that strength. Ask Him for that awareness. Ask Him to give you the grace that you need to make it through one day. Focus on today, one day at a time. That's the best way to live your life, and that's the way you're going to be joyful. And then ask yourself that question: what do I want, and what does God want? It really is the same thing. Ultimately, you want to be happy, you want to be joyful, and God wants that for you. Following His will is the way to make that happen. I'll tell you what, it is great to be back here on the program. It's great to have you with me. If you have any questions, please email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. Tomorrow we'll get back on track with the, we'll focus on the material. We'll talk about joy, and we will read all of the daily Mass readings. And again, if you have questions, you can email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. I plan to be back here tomorrow, and I really hope you could join me. And listen, it's still not too late. If you want to invite some friends to join us for the last 2 weeks of Lent, please do so. Remember, this podcast is free of charge, and I think it would be a great way to help your friends, because you're already listening, to help your friends grow closer to Jesus during this Lenten season. Thank you again for all of your donations, your prayers. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful night, and God bless you.